Church devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us today. Our passage is going to come from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 3, and starting in verse 16, which says this, "And at the end of 7 days, the word of the Lord came to me, 'Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. If I say to the wicked, "You shall surely die," and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way, in order to save his life, that wicked person shall die for his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness or from his wicked way, he shall die for his iniquity, but you will have delivered your soul." Some definitions before we start. This is from the New American Commentary. It says, "A watchman was a city employee appointed to be a lookout from some high vantage point, such as a tower or a city wall. Such an office was extremely important because the safety of the entire population rested with the watchman. If a watchman failed in his duty to warn inhabitants of the town of impending attack, he was held personally responsible for any loss." Here's another one I found online. "Watchmen in the Bible were guards responsible for protecting towns and military installations from surprise enemy attacks and other potential dangers. Ancient Israelite cities often stationed watchmen on high walls or in watchtowers, and their job was to keep watch and warn the townspeople of impending threats. The Hebrew word translated watchman means one who looks out, one who spies, or one who watches. Sometimes watchmen were scouts who looked for approaching friends as well as enemies." And one of the primary difficulties in approaching Scripture isn't that it wasn't meant to be understood, but that it was written to a people and a culture from 2,000 plus years ago. Scripture was meant to be understood. It was meant to be grasped. We just need to do the legwork to connect some of the cultural, societal, and language differences between now and when it was written. God telling Ezekiel that he is being sent as a watchman means nothing to us if we don't know what a watchman was. But thanks to the definitions we just covered, now we do. Destruction was coming to the house of Israel, and Ezekiel was tasked to be the lookout, to speak God's warning to the community. God tells him, if you neglect this role, you will be held responsible, just like a watchman would. Ezekiel had skin in the game. But his role was to speak only what he hears from God. The concept of a watchman occurs elsewhere in the Old Testament, but no one is more closely identified with this role than Ezekiel. But what does the New Testament have to say about this idea of a watchman? Well, the term isn't directly used, but we see similar concepts. We see some implications. Jesus describes himself as a shepherd, a watchman over his sheep. He makes himself personally responsible for watching out for us, his sheep, holding himself accountable should anything happen. But what about us? Are we called to be watchmen? Again, not directly, but Scripture tells us that some of us are called to be prophets. It's one of the spiritual gifts, to speak God's word to a rebellious people, often against their will, but for their good. In Acts 1:8, we are called to be God's witnesses. We tell the world what we have seen and heard and experienced from the Lord. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20, we are called to be Christ's ambassadors. We are to make an appeal to a foreign land, namely this world, on God's behalf. We are His representatives to an unbelieving world. Will we be held responsible for the extent to which we share the good news to the people around us? I think we'd have to say yes. The church is God's number one plan to reach the world with the gospel, and we are the church. Make no mistake, we may not know when, but one day, destruction is coming to this world, but rescue is available. Our shepherd offers salvation to his sheep, but he makes his appeal through us. So let's be good watchmen for those around us, for our communities, for our cities, to warn them of the danger on the way, and to share the glorious news that rescue is available. God, we thank you for your call in the life of Ezekiel. We thank you for the encouragement that it brings to us, God, to be your representatives, your witnesses, your ambassadors, your watchmen, to represent you to people that desperately need to hear that there is real danger, that there is a real spiritual battle going on, that their life is on the line, but you have provided a way of hope, a way of rescue, a way of salvation. We thank you for that. We thank you for Jesus and what he accomplished on our behalf. Help us to tell this good news to those around us for your glory and our good. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, church family, you are loved. Thank you for tuning in. Have a blessed day.